From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide bomber hits Shiite mosque in Saudi Arabia. A suicide bomber detonated explosives inside a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia today, killing or wounding dozens of people. The blast hit during the afternoon prayers at the Imam Ali Mosque in Qatif, a governorate on the east coast of the predominantly Sunni Muslim kingdom. The state-run Saudi press agency confirmed the attack. Pictures posted on social media show injured or dead victims in blood-soaked clothes being brought out of the building into ambulances parked outside. There have been no claims of responsibility and no confirmation of the number of casualties. Also on Friday, Islamic State claimed responsibility through social media for a bombing at a Shiite mosque in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a that wounded at least a dozen people. Islamist rebels continue to make gains in northern Syria today as well, taking over a hospital where government forces had been under siege for weeks. President Bashar al-Assad's fighters have suffered a series of defeats to Islamic rebels in recent days. Battles also continue between Islamic militias and Libya's army. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic militiamen clashed with the Libyan army in the port city of Benghazi, killing up to a dozen soldiers in 2 days of fighting, according to Libyan TV. The Libya Herald reported that 35 soldiers were wounded in the clashes in the Leithi district of the city. The Libyan military, which began an effort to drive Islamic militants out of Benghazi just over a year ago, is loyal to the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Military units under Army Commander Khalifa Haftar now control most of the city. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On Thursday, President Obama designated Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States. Tunisian President Béji Caïd Essebsi was at the White House, where Mr. Obama said he was pleased to hear of Tunisia's political change to a democracy. Mr. Essebsi is the first democratically elected leader in Tunisia's 60-year history. Rights group Amnesty International says it has gathered overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists have tortured or mistreated prisoners, describing it as widespread and frequent. Amnesty released a report on Friday detailing information from interviews with former captives of both the separatists and government forces. It said accounts of detainee torture are as commonplace as they are shocking. The interviewees said they'd been hung from the ceiling, deprived of sleep for days, and threatened with death. According to the World Bank, Gaza's economy is on the verge of collapse, and its unemployment rate is now the highest in the world, thanks to blockades, war, and poor governance. Citing security concerns, Israel and Egypt have severely restricted the movement of people and goods into and out of Gaza since 2007, after the Hamas Islamic militant group took over the Palestinian territory. The blockade has cut Gaza's gross domestic product in half, according to the World Bank. Irish citizens are voting today on whether to amend the Constitution to allow gay marriage. If the yes votes predominate in the referendum, Ireland would become the first country to approve gay marriage by popular vote. This is Eoin O'Riordan, a Labour Party equality minister in Ireland's coalition government.
It would send out a very negative message to every young LGBT person in Ireland who is maybe struggling with their own identity, who is maybe nervous about coming out to their parents, who is nervous about the reaction they're going to get in their own community. If we get a no vote today, it'll pretty much show to them that Ireland doesn't really think that they're equal, that they'll be tolerated, but that they're not equal. I think that'll be a devastating message for them to hear.
Public opinion polls in Ireland indicate the support for same-sex marriage. President Obama's trade agenda scored a major victory yesterday. Senators voted to advance a bill facilitating approval for a massive 12-nation Pacific Rim free trade pact. Michael Bowman reports for VOA.
The 62-38 vote exceeded the 3/5 majority required and all but assures final Senate passage of Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, for which only a simple majority is required. That vote could come as early as Friday. TPA, also known as Fast Track, would speed approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership of Nations that account for about 40% of global economic output. Michael Bowman, The Capital.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington on VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.